Okay. Let's continue. Okay, yesterday we were discussing through that base of days. We were discussing the time for beginning Kriyas Shema Shalaila. So we had five. We had a bunch of different. We had one opinion in our Mishnah, and we had about five more different opinions on Beis Mabeis. We finally got through the end of Beis Mabeis and discussed whether the time for an ani is the same time as the time that a kohen goes to eat truma. All different time periods. So we just have three more lines related to that discussion. We're actually finished the last word exactly of Beis Mabeis. We spoke about two different types of Beis Hashmashos, one a 20-minute period, one a Harapayin period for a second. So Gemara now says on the top of Daf Gimel and Aleph, Kasha Rabbi Meir Adir Meir. We had, if you put all the Brises and the Tosafos and everything together from Beis Mabeis, we have a stira between two different opinions of Rabbi Meir. Right, towards a third of the way down on Beis Mabeis, it says that Rabbi Meir holds the beginning time is Mishah Shem De'adam Nechlasen Lechel Pitan Ba'arvei Shabbasos, Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that the beginning time for Kriyas Shema is when people go to eat their bread on Erev Shabbos. And later on, the last Brisa that we did yesterday, Rabbi Meir says it's the time Mishah Shem Kohanim Tovlin. And that's what we had to say. He holds like an earlier, a different Ben Hashmashos. So it's two different Cheetahs of Rabbi Meir. You can't have two different Cheetahs of Rabbi Meir the same time period. So the Gemara starts off, Trey Tanoi, leave it to Rabbi Meir. Easy answer, which comes up many times. There were two later Tanaim discussing what they thought Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Meir obviously was a Tana, but two later Tanaim in history discussed what Rabbi Meir said. Okay, good. Then the Gemara asked the same question about Rabbi Eliezer. Kasha is Rabbi Eliezer, Adi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah seems to say that the time is when the Kohanim go to eat their truma. Because remember, in our Mishnah, what did it say? Me'emasai? Mishnah Rabbanim Nechnasim Lechlo Trumasam? And then you have a three-way machlokas about the ending time. But look, all three opinions in the Mishnah agree to the beginning time. So it's as if the Mishnah says that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the beginning time for Kriyas Shema night is when they go in to eat their truma. And then we have another sheet of Rabbi Eliezer on the bottom of Beis Mabeis, which says, where's Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is the first one in that brisa we did yesterday. So again, two different opinions of Rabbi Eliezer. So first, the Gemara answers the same way. Trei Tanoi Alibas Rabbi Eliezer, meaning it's from two later Tanoim saying what they heard from Rabbi Eliezer. And then we think it's only today that they say, well, I heard from the Rav, and I heard from the Rav, and I heard from the Chazon Ish. Everybody has their own what they heard. Happens in the Gemara too. Trei Tanoi Alibas Rabbi Meir. Trei Tanoi. Or a second answer, V'ibayisema Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer Hi. Or maybe in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says the beginning time of Kriyas Shema, Yishach HaKonim Nechazim Lechot Shumasan, that's not meant to be the shita of all three opinions in the Mishnah. There's Machlokas in the three-way Machlokas in the Mishnah when the Kriyas Shema Shosharvis ends. But the beginning time, that might only be the Chachamim shita. It might not be Rabbi Eliezer shita. So it's not a stira within Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer really holds the beginning time is what's in the Braisa, and the Mishnah is not his shita. Maybe it's the Chachamim shita, maybe it's Rabbi Gamliel shita. Okay, so that ends that piece of Gemara. There's an important Rashi here, just to note. Rashi here, the last wide line, Lav Rabbi Eliezer he explains the svaris for the shitas in the Mishnah. Why in the Mishnah are the three opinions of when to end Kriyas Shema? So he notes, which we referred to a little bit yesterday, that in the Torah it doesn't say when to end Kriyas Shema, it just says b'shach l'cha, when you go to sleep. And the question is, what does that mean when you go to sleep? You have to say Kriyas Shema. It's the Zman Shchiva, the time for sleeping. But what does that mean? So Rabbi Eliezer, Rashi explains, who says that it's till the first third of the night, because holds, interpret that pasuk to mean when you go to sleep, when you start going to sleep. That's why it's the first third of the night, because that's when most people go to sleep. That's why he says you only have the first part of the night. The Chachamim say, no. And Rabbi Gamliel, fundamentally, remember they both hold you have the whole night, and there's a Xavier to do it earlier, but why the whole night? Because they interpret B'shach Lecha as Kolzman Shiva, the entire time that you're sleeping. And that is why you have the entire night to say Kriyas Shema. Those are the svaras, this Rashi explains it, not on the Mishnah, it's the Rashi here, what the svaras are for the Mishnah. Is it B'shach Lecha Tchilas Man Shiva, when you go to sleep, or when you are sleeping? There is, just for 1 minute, an important Kesef Mishnah who asks a question on this Rashi. Right, we spend b'shach b'cha might be zman shchiva the whole time that you're sleeping. Therefore, you say Kriyas Shema all night. What about the next word in the Kriyas Shema? B'shach b'cha uvkumecha. So, what is uvkumecha? When you get up. So when, if you want to really be parallel, says the Kesef Mishnah, if Bishak Mechah means the whole time when you're sleeping, so you can say Kriyat Shema all night, Vukumecha
should be all day.
The whole time when you're up, and you should be able to say Kriyat Shema all day. So what's Menachem announcing every Shabbos? Well, Kriyat Shema ends. What do you mean? It should be the whole day. Right? It should be the whole day. Vukumecha, Bishak Vukumecha. So the Kesef Mishnah says, amazingly, Inachinami. Inachinami, says the Kesef Mishnah, means Oraisa, there is no Zman Kriyat Shema. Midr Rabbanan, Chazal wanted to make sure he said Kriyat Shema with Tefillah, and Tefillah has a Zman, so that's why they said Midr Rabbanan, you make it. But Midr Oraisa, there is no Zman. Most Achronim, yeah?
Why don't you say the other way around?
Most Achronim argue on this, and say, no, there's a difference, because B'shach B'cha means when you're lying down, when you're sleeping. That can mean the whole night. Uvukumecha means when you get up, you can only get up once. It would be Amida. Once you're up, it's called Amida. It's not called Uvukumecha. Uvukumecha means when you get up. People get up in the morning. They don't get up. They're up in the afternoon. But they don't get up. So the Magen Avraham, in Simin, I'll give you the Magen if you want, Nun Ches, says Uvukumecha means when you get up, not when you're up. And that's why there's a difference between the B'shach B'cha, you have the whole night, and the B'kumecha means when you get up in the morning.
When you lay down.
That's how Rabbi Eliezer interprets it. The Chachamim assume that B'shach B'cha means when you're lying down. U'b'kumecha, kima, means getting up. Kima, when you're up already, it means omeid, or yoshev. You're sitting or standing, but you're not getting up the whole time. Okay, that's just a side point, but again, most of them disagree with the Kesef Mishnah. We assume that the Zmanim of Kriyat Shema are Midah O'Raisa. Okay. Right, two dots. Atzof Ashmur. So Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah held that Kriyat Shema can be said until the first Ashmora of the night. So now the Gemara asks, what does that mean? Micah Sover Rabbi Eliezer. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? As we're going to see on the next Amud, Bez Hashem, in a little while, there's a Machlokas, whether the night is split up into three parts or into four parts. Three Ashmoros or four Ashmoros. So when he says you have to the end of the first Ashmora, what does he mean? If he holds that the night is split up into three parts, so there's a much easier way that he could have said what he said in the Mishnah. Lema at arba shos. The night is split up into three parts, 4 hours each. So why didn't he just say in the Mishnah, you can say Kriyat Shema until the fourth hour? The eeks of the night. The eek is our arba mishvaras havei halayla. And if he holds, there are four parts of the night, and therefore do the math, every part is 3 hours. Lema at shos. So why doesn't he just say until the 3 hour time limit? So la'olam, says the Gemara, Kasaver Shalosh Mishmaros Havei Halayla. Really, he held a split up into three parts, and he could have said the end of the fourth hour. But again, similar to what the Gemara just said on Daf Beis, why we use the specific lasha to teach me something else, right? We said the Truma lasha to teach me a halacha. So Rabbi Eliezer is teaching me something also, not a Dvar Halacha, but by the fact that he uses that lashon of the end of the first hour, he is trying to give you more of a way to figure out when that hour is. Because in those days they didn't have watches. During the day, they can have sundials. It won't work during the night. So how do you know when the time is for you to end, say, Kriyat Shema, according to Rabbi Eliezer? You have a first third of the night. It's pitch black for 10 hours. So how do you know? So says Rabbi Eliezer, V'ha-kamash-v'lan, di'ikim mishmaris b'rakia, di'ikim mishmaris pa'ara. Yes, the first third of the night, that's when you can say Kriyat Shema till, but you might think there's no way to know that. Rabbi Eliezer is hinting to you that the night is split up into three parts, both in Shemayim and in Aretz. And there are events that happen on earth, in your town, that can help you know when the times for Kriyat Shema ends. How do you know? Ditanya, this says in a Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, same person, Rabbi Eliezer says, Shalosh Mishmar is Havi Halayla, the night is split up into three parts. Yakal Mishmar, Mishmar, Yoshi, Akarish Baruch, Vishoe Kari, and at the end of each of these Mishmaros, let me say, in these all each of these Mishmaros, Akarish Baruch, Kaviyachol, screams like a lion, roars like a lion. Shenemar, as it says, how do you know there are three? Because the verb roar is three times in the following pasuk. Hashem yimarom yishag, Hashem roars from above, one. Umimom kacho yitin kolo, and from his heavenly abode he gives his voice. Sha'og yishag al naveyu. He roars al naveyu. Naveyu was reference to the Beis HaMikdash. We say in Az Yashir, Nevei kachecha. Right, and the Unkelis on Dekeli V'Anveyu says, Dekeli, this is my God, V'Anveyu, Rashi quotes three pshatim, one of them is the Unkelis. V'Anveyu, I will build him in a Naveh. I will build him a Beis HaMikdash. So Naveyu is always the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Eliezer says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries three times in the night by each of these Mishmaros. V'Simon L'Davar, how do we know? We don't hear Hashem crying. Right, we don't hear the bas call that goes up from Har Sinai and says, "Oy, me'al bonus shel Torah." So how do you know when Hashem's crying? The simul madaver, there are natural events that occur for you to know when Hashem is crying. And let's add, and thus you know when the mishmaros end, and you know when to say Kriyat Shema until. Mishmar Rishona Chamor Noer. A donkey brays at the end of the mishmar, the first mishmar. Shnia Klavim Tzawakim. The second one, dogs are screaming. Shlishes Tinok Yonek Mishteimo. The third, the baby is suckling from his mother. The Isham is a person bylaw. And then couples are talking in bed. It's already getting a little lie down. And therefore, the people are waking up. They went to sleep a little earlier. So they're waking up and they're schmoozing a little bit in bed. So that is why Rabbi Eliezer used this lashon in the Mishnah so that we would know that there's a parallel between the parts of the night in Shemayim and the parts of the night in Aretz. And we would have ways to figure out when the Zmanim are. And therefore, we would know, when we hear the donkey bray, we know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, is crying in Shemayim now, and this was the late, this was, I mean, once you hear this, then you know it's too late. But according to Eliezer, you have to be able to, you have to make sure you say Kriya Shema before this event happens. Okay, that is where Eliezer Shita in the Mishnah. Okay, Ma'ikah Chashav. So the Gemara says, one second, Ma'ikah Chashav Eliezer, what's going on here? Eliezer says there are three Mishmaros, and he says that there's a simin by each of the Mishmaros. When does this simin take place? If he's telling you that these three events happened at the beginning of these parts of the night, the donkey brays at the beginning of the first watch, and the telev at the beginning of the second watch, if he's telling you the beginning of Simanim, then what do you need a simin at the beginning of the first watch? Urtahu. It's when it gets dark. So you know the beginning of, you don't need a simin there. And then the parallel question, if he's telling you a simin of the ending times, so sofash barakhrana lamali, simana, lamali simana yamamahu. So you don't need an ending time for the third watch, but it's morning. So what are these simanim? So you only need two, whichever one you're talking about. So Ella, so says the Gemara, no, obvious. So Bishmar Rishona, we're talking about, he gives you a simon for the end of the first watch, the Tchilat Bishmar Achrona, and the beginning of the third watch, the Emsa is the Emsa Isa, and exactly the middle of the middle watch, that's when these simonim take place. Kadosh Baruch Hu cries, Chaviyacho, at the end of the first watch, the middle of the second watch, and the beginning of the third watch. So that's why you need all three. Or the Ibayisema, second answer, Kulu Sof Bishvaros Kafashiv. Really it's all the ending times, the ending watches. We ask, Vachitema Achrono Losarech. We said you don't need one at the end of the third watch. It's morning. No, it says the Gemara, Lamainaf Gemina, what does it help me for? Lamikri Kriyashma, Laman Dagani Bebase Ofel. Somebody is in a dark house. Somebody's in a house without windows. Valoyadas man Kriyashma Imas. And he doesn't know when Kriya Shema is, so he can't use the simanim. He can't use the simanim of seeing morning. So therefore, Kiva the Isha B'Seferis and Baila, since he hears, or at the time, I don't think the bedrooms were so close together, Bilam praised us that our bedrooms were so close together. Since he starts schmoozing with his wife, or is at that time at least, the Tinok Yonek Bishteimo, when the baby starts nursing, Leika Malikri, he'll know that it's now the morning, and it is the end of the night. Okay, so that's why you would need the end of the third watch, even though it's morning, it's because for somebody who is in a dark house, you have blinds, and we don't know if it's dark or light out right now, so that's why for that type of case, that's why you would need the simin at the end of the third watch. Okay?
Is it a given halakhically that the night and the day are divided into exactly equal parts?
Halakhically equal parts. It's not, whenever you have, let's do that right now. Look at Tosas for a minute. The Ramaskal Laman. Little Tosas, important Tosas. Laman Dagani Bebeis Ofel. Right? For somebody who's in a dark house. So what does it say? What does the Gemara say? So if you're in a dark house, right when you, when the Isham is a person by law, right when the baby starts suckling, so then all of a sudden, you know now it's daytime and you're finished. And you have to say, you can say Kriya Shema. So asks the Tosvos, the Im Tomar, Bahalu Rabbi Eliezer, Boy Yashiyakib, it's Chilos Lakarsi, the Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. One second. In a few daf, we're going to learn that Rabbi Eliezer says the earliest time to say Kriya Shema is when you can recognize the difference between blue and green, which is a little after dawn. So what's he talking about? Right when you hear this simon, which is the beginning of the day, you can say Kriya Shema. You can't say Kriya Shema yet. You have to wait another 20 minutes. We're talking about the end of the third one. So this is just in terms of the siman. Rabbi Ezra says you have to go by the first one. So the third one's telling you something. So what's the third one for? It must be to tell you when it's morning. Eh? You can say the Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis one. Tosfos says, what do you mean? You still have to wait a little bit to say Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. So what does Tosfos answer? V'yesh lomar, you're right. But mikol makom, kiven de yada matza yala, mora shachar, once he knows when dawn is, so then by the time he washes his face, by the time he gets ready, by the time he gets out of bed and puts on his tzitzis, then it'll be mishayakir. You're right. He'll hear this. He'll know this is the siman for the day. He can't say Kriya Shema yet. But by the time he'll get up and he'll get dressed, then he'll be Mishaker. He'll be able to say Kriya Shema. There's two words in Tosfos here that play a major role in our life. And that is Amud HaShachar. Right? The Tosfos says, he'll know when Amud HaShachar is. And then he'll be able to figure out the day. So there's a Magen Avraham that discusses this Tosfos. This is, actually, the other Magen Avraham I gave you was a different Magen Avraham. That was in, yeah, they're both in Nunches, I'm sorry. The Magen Avraham says, how do we calculate our days, what Josh just said? We know that there is something called Shavuos Zmanios. You split the day into 12 equal parts, and you figure out that every one-twelfth is a halachic hour. In the summer, it's more than 60 minutes. In the winter, it's shorter than 60 minutes. Where do you calculate from? What do you add up and then divide by 12? So there's a major, major machlokas achronim about this. Do you go from dawn to dusk, amud hashachar until tzeis, or do you go from, the other possibility, neis to shkia, right, the shortest, sunrise to sunset. The Magen Avraham is medayik from this Tosfos, amud hashachar until tzeis. Because what does Tosfos say? The Gemara didn't say it. Tosfos says, once you know what amud hashachar is, that's the beginning of the day, so then, you know, then you could go, and a few minutes later, you're going to figure out mishayakir. Tosa said, if you go from Nate, then that's even later. So what does the Amud HaShachar do for you? So the Magen Avraham on this Tosa says, this Tosa proves by saying those two words, Amud HaShachar, to tell us that the day starts from dawn. And that's why if you look at the there's always on every luach, there's two Zman Kriyashmas, there's the Zman Kriyashma of the Magen Avraham and the Zman Kriyashma of the Gra. The Zman Kriyashma of the Magen Avraham is always earlier, about a half an hour earlier. Why? Because his calculation based on this Tosfos is from dawn until dusk, so the day starts earlier. So that's why his Zman Kriyashma is always earlier. We assume generally, like the Gra and the Lavush, that says they have a different interpretation of this Tosfos. They say you figure out daytime and Shavuos Zmanios from Shkia, from Nates until Shkia. And that's why it's shorter, and that's why his Zman Kriya Shema is a little later. Okay, that's the discussion on this Tosfos. Okay, bye. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, back in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Mitzvah the Rav, Gibel Mishmar Tavi Halayla, the night is split up into three parts, Yaakov Mishmar, Mishmar, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoei Kari, and at every part, Kadosh Baruch Hu screams like a lion, Ba'omer, and he says, Oy Lubanim, woe is to my children, Shabavono Sehem, Hechrafti as Basi, because of their sins I've destroyed my house, the Beis HaMikdash, Visarafti as Hechali, and I burned my Hechal, the Glacium Lubain Umos HaOlam, and I have put them into Gaulus amongst the nations of the world. Right, this is the basis. If you look at the beginning of Aruch Chaim, it talks about people who say Tikkun Chatzos, people who get up at the different parts of the night to cry about the Korban, is to be parallel to what a Kaddish Baruch Hu cries about the Korban. So that's why they get up at these times to be able to cry about the korban, because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was crying. We think we're only in pain, right? The Gemara says, Shchinta Begalus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also upset that he doesn't have a base of Mikdash. Tanya, two dots. Amar Rav Yosi. Pama achas ha'isi mahalek baderech. I was once walking on the road. V'dechnasi l'churva achas, v'churvas Yerushalayim l'shpalel. And I went into a churva, a broken down house. Went into a place that was starting to break down in Yerushalayim to daven. Ba Eliyahu Zachor Latov. Eliyahu Navi came to visit. He came by, Zachor Latov, I'm not sure if it means Shlita or Zatzal. I didn't get to look at the art scroll, but you can let me know. Is Zachor Latov a phrase to say for somebody who's alive or somebody who's dead? V'sham Reli Ala Pesach. And he waited for me at the door. He didn't want to disturb me when I was davening, so he waited outside and said, Asha Siyati Tfilasi. Right? You know, even if Eliyahu Navi comes, you don't stop saying Shmona Esrei. You know, he said, I finished my tefillah. La'achash ziyati tefillasi, amarli. He said to me, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, how you doing, Rebbe Yossi? V'amarti lo, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Right, Shalom Alecha, Shalom is to you, Rebbe Umori, my Rebbe and my teacher. V'amarli, b'ni, yechanei ma'an nafas al churva. Eliyahu Navi says, you know, why'd you go to the churva? And Rebbe Yossi says, I knew I was in trouble then. Eliyahu Navi is asking me kashas and why I did something. So he says, why did you go to this churva? Amarti lo, lispalo. I went into daven. V'amarli, hayla chalispal baderech. You should have davened on the road. What are you going into this furva for? This broken down house. The Amarti lo. No, I said Elio. Misyari Hayisi. I was worried. Shema yafsiku bi ovei drachim. Maybe passerbyers would have interrupted me. Either they would have bumped into me. They would have asked me kashas. They saw I was a Tana. That we had a Gemara Nida that said you're not supposed to set up a yeshiva in the middle of the public area because that's going to be disturbing for the Talmidim. So he said, I went there. I wanted to find someplace private to daven. The Omar Lee and Elio says to me, Hoyalachal Hispal Tfilah Ktsara. Now, you should have davened on the road, and davened, they shortened the tfilah, which we're going to learn about later in the Sefer Brachos, which, by the way, is not Halakha L'maisa B'zman HaZeh. Ba'osa Shah, but from the story, says Rav Yossi, Lamati Mimenu Shlosh Dvarim. From that discussion with Elio and Navi, I learned three things. Lamati Shein Echazim Beforva. I learned that one should not go into a broken down, dilapidated building, because he was upset that I went in. The Lamati Shem is Palam Baderek, and I learned that you had a daven on the road. The Lamati Shem is Palam Baderek with all Tfilah Katsara. And I also learned that if what davened on the way, they're allowed to daven a shortened tefillah. Just by the way, there's the Marat Chayas, one of the great acronym from 120 years ago, says on this Gemara, he's in the back, he says, how could you learn halakha from Elio HaNavi? Lo Bashamayim he. Elio HaNavi's telling you what to do? There's a baskol that comes down and says, tells us, you know, we have to do this. We don't listen. Even if the Batko says Tar, we think it's Tabe, it's Tabe. How do you learn Halakha from Elio HaNavi? So Marat Chai says, well, it depends. He's not giving a Nevuah here. He's giving you, telling you what the Halakha is, and he's on earth now. So when Elio HaNavi is saying something Hamistavir, something logical, something that makes sense based on Halakha, then you can listen to it. That's not called a Nevuah. If he tells you a Nevuah, it tells you a Batko, so that's something that you can't learn. So here, even though it's Elio HaNavi, he's telling you something that makes sense, something that that's important for life, and therefore you can learn from him too. Okay. Ba'amar Li, let's continue the end of the third wide line. Ba'amar Li, b'ni makol shamata b'chor bazu. Elio says, by the way, did you hear any voices in this churva? Va'amarti lo, and I said, shamati baskol, I heard a baskol, a heavenly voice. Discussion, why is it a baskol, not a benkol, not for now. But I heard a baskol, shamanahemis kayona, and I heard it groaning like a yona, the omeris, and it said, oy lebanim, shababo noseim echraftias basi, right, the same type of baskol, both my children, I destroyed my house, v'saraftias hechli, and I burned my hechel, the iglesim lebeina umos, I sent them into exile, v'omar li, and Eliyahu he says to me, chayecha v'chayi roshka, I swear, lo shazul buvaro meris kain, this baskol does not go out just at the moment that you heard it. Ella, bechol yom bayom, shalosh pa'amim omeres kach. Exactly what we just saw in our earlier Gemara. Three times a night, the baskol goes out, and maybe it says three times a day here, maybe it happens by daytime too, but it's Baruch Hu cries such. Velo zu bovat, and not only that, Ella, b'shah she yisrael nechassin lebati kenasios lebati midrashos, but also whenever Jews go into shuls and yeshivas, va'onin and say, yehei shmei hagadol mevorach, and they say, yehei shmei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memanei HaRosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakes his head kaviyacho and is happy with it. The Omer, and he says, Ashrei HaMelech Shemakalsen Oso BeBeisokach. Wonderful is a king who gets praised like this when he has a Beis HaMikdash, when he has his own house. That's the highest level. You're saying it now, and I love it, but it's still not the same. Kach lo ma'la'av, ma'lo la'av shehigles banav. You know, woe is to the father who exiled his children, and woe to the children who have been exiled from the shulchan of their father. So it's wonderful, I love Yehei Shmei Rabba, but it is, it's not the same as having it in the Beis HaMikdash. There's an interesting discussion here, if you look in the Gemara that we just read, it doesn't have a whole line of Yehei Shmei that we read. It says Yehei Shmei HaGadol Mivorach. There is a machlokas. When we say Yehei Shmei Rabba, something that we do so many times a day, Tosis here discusses it. When do we pause? Yehei Shmei Rabba, Mivarach Liolam Liomei Amalia. Or are we supposed to say, Yehei Shmei Rabba, Mivarach Liolam Liomei Amalia. Where does the Mivarach go? What is that? Is it Yehei Shmei Rabba, Hashem's great name, Mivarach should be blessed? Or is it Yehei Shmei Rabba, Hashem's name should be great. Mivarach liyalo miyomi amali. If you bless for, what should be our kavanah? It's very important to know. So the Tosa says, you know it from this Gemara. Because what does the Gemara say? Yesh mei ha-gadol mivarach. So obviously, if it only quotes that part of the line, mivarach is going on the first half of the sentence. Yesh mei rabba mivarach liyalo miyomi amali. That's how it should be. And that's how the Ramah quotes it in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Dalet, in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes, but put to this Gemara, you have to say, Yesh mei rabba mivarach. Comma. You don't have to had a long pause, but at least the Mavara, you should have a kavana that the Mavara is going on the earlier. He quotes a Matzer Vitri, a sefer for the Beis Medrash of Rashi, who says otherwise, and Tosafot says, this Gemara proves against the Matzer Vitri. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, second to last line. Tana Rabbanan, but nay, shlosh advar me'inach nasum l'churba. Now the Yom Navi said you can't go into a churba. There are three reasons why you can't go into the churba. Mipnei chashad, because of chashad, people are going to think you're going in there with a woman and doing inappropriate things. Chashad. Number two, mipnei amapolas, because it might fall down on you. It's not a safe place. And number three, mipnei mazikin, because of these evil demons that are flying around in these dangerous places, in these churbas. So the Gemara goes into all three now. Why did we need all three of these reasons? Why couldn't we just say one? So the Gemara says, the big shah. So the first reason was shah. The tape of maybe Shimapolis. Why do you need the reason of shah? Just say the reason is because it's not safe. Is that a much more basic reason? Turning the Amud. But Chadati, no. In a new type of fallen down building, where the other walls are strong, Rashi explains, there was one wall that fell down, but the other walls are strong, so there's no worry that the rest of the building is going to fall down. So that's why there's no reason of mapolis that doesn't apply. That's why you need the reason of chashad. The table lebi shemazikin. Okay, fine. So then, why do you just have the reason of mazikin, the evil demons? So the Gemara says betray. No, you're talking about when two people went in at one time. When two people go in at one time, there's no mazikin. Mazikin only attack one person, not two people. So therefore, the only reason left is chashad. So the Gemara says 1 second. E betray chashad nami laka. If you have two men walking in together, then there's no reason of chashad either. Right, this is Hilchos Yichud. Hilchos Yichud, two men, you know, there's one man and two women, that's a problem. But two men and one woman is not a problem of Yichud. So what do you mean? There's always your chashad. So our answer is sometimes there is. Betrayu pritzi. Two people and two men that do not have a chazaka of being kosher, they're pritzim. So that's why, then in that type of case, two men also have the problem of chashad. So that's why you need the reason of chashad. Next. Mipnei Amapolis. So what about the reason of the building falling down? So what do you need the reason of the building falling down? You have the other two reasons. What unique case does the Mapolis address? Mapolis reason address? Betray v'kshayre. Two people and they're kosher. So there's no shad, right? Because they're kosher people. And there's no mazikin, because there are two people. So the only reason you have left is Mapolis. So that's why you need the Mapolis reason. Fourth line, Mipnei Mazikin. So let's have the last one. The table may be chushuk shad of Mapolis. So what do you need the Mazikin reason? Don't the other two reasons cover it? So the Gemara says, no. Bechur v'chadati u'bitrei v'ksheirei. No, we're talking about a new type of broken down building. So therefore there's no reason that it's going to, you don't worry that it's going to be scared. And you're talking about two kosher people, so then there's no reason of chshad. Gemara says, 1 second. If it's two people, he betrayed Mazikin Amileka. Right? There shouldn't be any Mazikin reason either if you're talking about two people. But Gemara says, no, we misunderstood. Sometimes, even with two people, there's a Mazikin issue. Bimkomim Chayshina. If it's a real, broken down, dilapidated, haunted place, then the demons are going to be there even with two people. So that's why, Bimkomim Chayshina. In their place, you're walking into their place, so we're choshesh even with two people. Bibayisema, or another reason why you would need the reason of Mazikin. La'ola b'chad. Really, we're talking about one person, so therefore there's a worry of mazikin, and uba churva chadati, and you were talking about a new type of churva, therefore forget the reason of mapolas. So we're left with the reasons of chshad and mazikin. But it says, the koy bedavra, it's out in the field. To hasam yishim chshad leka. No, if it's out in the field, then you're not worried about chshad. To haisha bedavra lo shlicha. Women don't hang out in the field by themselves, so therefore even though it's one person, you're not worried about chshad. And also, it's new, so you're not worried about Mapolis, so that's the case where you would worry purely about Mazikin. Umisha Mazikin. Okay, so those are the three reasons why you can't walk into a churva, and why you need each of those reasons. Okay, let's go first. Two doubts. Tana Rabbanan, getting back to our discussion from before about the parts of the night. Tanur Rabbanan, Arba Mishmaros Havialayla, Divrei Rebbe, Rebbe Nelson Omer Sholosh. Right? So this was a major machlokas tanoim. How many parts is the night split up into? Two or three. So Rebbe Eliezer, we heard, saw before, holds like Rebbe Nelson. They split up into three parts. So my time is Rebbe Nelson. So what's the reason for Rebbe Nelson? This is really asking, where is his, doesn't seem to be based on logic, so it must be based on, some pasuk that they darshan in a certain way. So my time is Rabbi Nassan. Why does Rabbi Nassan say it's split into three parts? Dichsiv, as it says, and shoftim Vayabo Gidon Umeya Ish Asher Ito B'Kseh HaMachaneh. Gidon and his 100 men, one of the Shoftim, came to the edge of the camp. Rosh HaAshmores HaTichona, at the beginning of the middle watch. Tana Eina Tichona El Sheish Lefaneh El Akareha. So if you have a middle one, there's obviously three, right? Doesn't say, right, there's got to be an odd number. But Rebbe, so what does Rebbe do with that pasuk? Rebbe holds there's four. So what does he do with the middle watch? So my tichona, achas b'ni tichona should be tichonos. I have two middle children, right? To get, you know, the middle of the middle. So that's why Rebbe says, Reb Nasan, it's not a problem. So Reb Nasan, mikzit tichona should be tichonos. Tichonos it. Doesn't say that. It says the middle one. It doesn't say the middle of the middle. So that's Shitas Reb Nasan. And that's how you know it's three, and what Rebbe does with that pasuk. But now, so let's go to the other shita. My time at the Rebbe. So what's the reason that Rebbe says the night is split into four parts? Amar of Drika, Amar of Abi, Amar of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, the following. Hasav Echad Omer, Chasos Laila, Akuma, Hodos Lafal, Mitzvah Shikacha. Pasuk Tehillim says that David HaMelech gets up at Chasos in order to dive into Hashem, to praise Hashem. The Hasav Echad Omer, and the other pasuk says, Kidmu Einai Ashmuros. My eyes have come before watches. Ashmuros is plural. So if one pasuk says you get up at Chatzos, and one pasuk says you got up before at least two Mishmaros, Chatzos is the middle of the night, so it must be that you got up before two and you got up after two. So there were four altogether. Put those two pasukim together, you got up in the middle of the night, Chatzos, and you get up before Ashmuros, too, so it must be, says Rebbe, that you have four Mishmaros altogether. That's how you know the night is split up into four parts, putting those two pesukim together. Hakesad, Arba Mishmaros, Ave Halaylo. That's Rebbe's opinion, how you get four. So now, Reb Nasan, what does Reb Nasan do? Reb Nasan says three. So what does he do with these two pesukim to Tehillim? You can't argue with the pasuk. So Reb Nasan, Sava Lach Rebbe Yeshua. Reb Nasan says, no. I hold like Rabbi Yeshua, Ditznan, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, in a few daf, on that test, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ad Shalosh Shos, Shekein Derech Malachim La'amod B'Shalosh Shos. I hold like Rabbi Yeshua, who says you can say Kriya Shema of the morning until the third hour. What does that have to do with anything? So the way Rashi explains, which we'll read in a minute, and that is, there's another way to interpret. Even if you say, this is Reb Nasan talking, right? Reb Nasan says, the night is split up into 3 hours. So, if the night is split up into 3 hours, so how many parts is each part? How many hours is each part?
Four.
4 hours. So, four. So every part of the night is 4 hours. So what does the prophet say? David HaMelech says, I get up at Chatzos, but I get up two Ashmuros. My eyes are come before two Ashmuros. So I have a different interpretation of the prophet, says Reb Nasan. Because really, two Ashmuros is 8 hours, right? According to me, Reb Nasan, every part of the night is 4 hours long. So 4 hours at 4 hours is 8 hours. So if you have eight halakhic hours, so that's six of the night and two of the day, if you would start at Chatzos. Six of the night and two of the day. That exactly works out to the time Shalosh Shos, when Rabbi Yeshua says you can say Kriya Shema Shel Shachar still. Why can you say Kriya Shema Shel Shachar until that time? Because that's when kings of the world get up, even though everybody gets up earlier. And David HaMelech is saying that Kidmu Einai Ashmuros, I get up two Ashmuros before other kings get up. That doesn't mean two Ashmuros of the night. It means I hold an Ashmur is 4 hours. So it means two time periods of Ashmuros, which means 8 hours, because I hold an Ashmur is 8 hours, but it's 2 hours into the day, and David HaMelech is praising himself, saying, I get up before all the other kings of the world. 8 hours before them, but really that's how you interpret the pasuk. Again, Rebbe thought the pasuk is a riot to him, because Rebbe said it says the middle, it says before two Ashmuros, so must be there are four Ashmuros, two before and two after. Rebbe Nathan says, no, I have another way to interpret the pasuk. The pasuk says, Chatzos, you got up at Chatzos, fine, but it says you got up before two Ashmuros, that means before two Ashmuros when other kings get up, not the rest of the two Ashmuros of the night. And an Ashmur is 4 hours, double that into 8 hours, which goes all the way until the second hour of the day, the end of the second hour of the day, so you have six for the night, two of the day, 8 hours, that's the pshat of the pasuk. But really, says Reb Nasan, a night is made up into three parts. That's what the Gemara says now. Let's read it again. The way of kings to get up in the third hour. So, shis Delilah, you have the 6 hours of the night, v'tar to the imamah, and you have two of the day. Havi lahu shtei mishmaros. That's what it means, shtei mishmaros, in the pasuk. That's how he interprets.
Ad Shalosh Shos, the beginning of the third.
The what?
Ad Shalosh Shos, the beginning of the
third. Right. That's how it seems from here. That's how Rashi explains. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi has a different way for Rav Nasan to get out of it. Mishmora upalga nami mishmoros kari lahu. Says Rav Ashi, no, even 1.5 mishmoros could be called 2. We round up. So when it says, you could still say you woke up in the middle and there's only 3 mishmaros, you could still say you still woke up before 2 mishmaros, even though you woke up the middle one, you only have 1.5 left. You could still say, Rav Ashi says, that means before two mishmaros. Okay, beautiful, I got it. So you might say this has no relevance. There is an interesting shita quoted by the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva that about Lechem Mishnah. We actually did this Chassam Sofer a couple of years ago, where he quotes a shita of the Minchas Yaakov, who says, for Lechem Mishnah, you can use 1.5 chalos. Right, you don't have to use 2 full chalos, 1.5 chalos. But it says, Mishmaros Palka, Nami Mishmaros Kari Lulu. Still called Lechem Mishnah. We reject that. Chazan Sofer thinks that's not true. Chazan Sofer says, what do you mean? Mishmaros don't have Mishmaros. Mishmaros Lechem Mishnah? Right, because Chazan Sofer says, on Pesach, we say you could use 1.5, and that's called Lechem Oni. So you see it's something special. Lechem Mishnah is not Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni is 1.5. Lechem Mishnah is 2. Anyway, that's a thought on this line of 1.5. Okay. Amar of Zrika, Amar of Ami, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Why are we bringing this here? Because he just said something earlier on the Amud. So let's bring other statements of his that have nothing to do with what we said. But, as is the Derech of the Gemara, whenever one person says something in the name of somebody, and we have the same line, so we quote a couple of things that they say. So Yeshua ben Levi says, Ein Omer bifnei meis el advarav shel meis. One is not allowed to talk in front of a corpse, in front of a dead body, except dvarav shel mace. Things that have to do with the mace. Two deos now. Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, what is this referring to? Well, Amr Ela B'divrei Torah. Of Emili Da'alma Les Lamba. First opinion says, this is only referring to Divrei Torah. You can't talk Divrei Torah in front of a mace. Why? Because, as Rashi explains, it's a concept called Loig LaRush. You're like making fun of him. I can do mitzvos, and you can't, right? So that's like making fun of him. When you go to a cemetery, you got to put your scissors into your pocket. You can't wear tefillin in front of a mace. We're not supposed to do mitzvos in front of a mace, because it's like teasing him that he can't do mitzvos and we can. So the whole discussion of not talking in front of a mace only refers to Divrei Torah. But other things, you want to talk about the baseball, you want to talk about other things, don't worry about it. And Rashi explains here, because nobody's jealous of that. That's just Narish Kahn. That's big Musa Chatzko. Right? It's something that after Achar Mev Esrim, we would say, we're not jealous of that. We're only jealous of the Divrei Torah. That's one day. The Ika the Amri. And others say, no. Amri Biyaba Karhana, Lo Amri Ela Afilu B'Divrei Torah. The Kolshkei Mila Da'alma. No, some say it's not a din in Lois of Rashi, it's just a din and not Kavadik. Not Kavadik to speak in front of a mace. So therefore, if you can't speak Divrei Torah, Kol Shekein, you can't speak other things. If you look at the second Tosas on top, Tosas says this only is referring to within Arba Amos. Right? Only within 4 Amos of the mace. When you're outside of 4 Amos of the mace, so then you can. Some say a room is like 4 Amos, just like in the morning, when you go watch the Tzil Sedayim, you know, a room might be 4 Amos. But it's also interesting here, Tosas says, Patak Rav Alphys, Mishum Rav Hai, Dachku V'Divrei Torah. Holds like the first opinion. Unlike most other Masechtas, throughout Masechtas Brachas, for some reason, Tosas quotes the Rif every other daf. Other Masechtas, he doesn't quote the Rif so much. You don't think like they knew each other. But here, Tosas quotes the Rif almost every other daf. Here's one example. Pasuk Rav Alphys. Let's continue. By the two dots, 6 wide line. The David, the Palga Delilah, Havikoi, did David really get up in the middle of the night? Meurta Havikoi. He got up the beginning of the night, before it got dark. Dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Ki damti b'neshev v'ashaveya. I got up in the neshef, which now we're thinking means evening, v'ashaveya I davened. That's what the pasuk says, he got up at midnight. The pasuk says, he got up, he davened at the evening. So the Gemara says, Umimai dahai neshef or tehu. How do you know neshef means night? Dichsiv, as it says in Mishlei, b'neshef be'erev yom. Ishon Laila Vapela. So you see, Neshev means Erev Yom, evening. So the Kasha is, so how could David HaMelech say, how could what about to say, he got up at midnight, he got up at the beginning of the night. So the Gemara has 3 answers. How do you get out of this problem? Amar of Oshia, Amar of Acha, first answer, Hachika Amar. May Olam lo Avar Alai Chatzos Laila B'Sheina. Doesn't mean that he got up at night, it means he never was sleeping at night. Akum Mahodos Lacha means, I was always up by then to daven to you, to praise you. So really, he was up. I don't know when he slept, but he was up at the beginning of the night, and he was up by Chatzos to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is answer number 1. Answer number 2, Reb Zera Amar, Achatzos HaLayla Hayim Esnam Neim Kasus. Really, he was up at night, but he was dribbling, you know, at the first half of the night. He was sleeping like Kasus, like a horse never really sleeps. Mikan Ve'elach Hayim Eskaver Ka'ari. At Chatzos, he got up, boom, got up like a lion, and he really woke up. So really, he was kind of up. Rashi says here, interestingly, misnamnim kasus. What does that mean? Rashi quotes a few lines up. Osek batora kishuhu misnamnim. He was still learning when he was sleeping. Osek batora. That's why he says, avashaveya. I was up, avashaveya. He was still learning when he was sleeping. Interesting, I think this might be connected. The quote that, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, there's a man not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. They like to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So one of the most famous Arizals. The Arizal slept on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows this Arizal. Why? The Arizal slept on Rosh Hashanah, so I can sleep on Rosh Hashanah too. I want to sleep a year. I'm a doctor. I want to sleep a year. So I'm gonna sleep. They say they quote from the Arizal. So there are two. The post can point out 2 points. Number one, you want to sleep like the Arizal, you take his kulas. You got to take his kumers. That's number one. You got to get up every night, take him chatzos. You got to go to his mikvah. Right, that's number one. Number two is if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, the Sefer Mishnah Berurah, he says what the Arizal did more when he was sleeping than we do when we're awake. You know, based on this Rashi, right? When he was sleeping, he was also learning. So if we could do as much when we're awake that he does when he's sleeping, okay, then we could sleep on Rosh Hashanah. But David HaMelech, he was learning even when he was sleeping. Okay, answer number two of the Gemara was, like he said, he wasn't really sleeping; he was being misnamed. Reb Ashi Amar, third answer. Ad atzos halayla haya osik b'divrei Torah mikan ve'ela pashiras v'sishvavos. He was learning till atzos, and then he started davening. That's the two psukim. Okay, so now the Gemara says, v'neshef urtahu. Is it really true that neshef means the evening before haneshef safrahu? What do you mean neshef means the morning? The psib, as it says in the pasuk in Shmuel, v'yakim David mean neshef at arev l'machratam. It says that David hit them, David and his army, from morning, from neshef, l'chora, when you say something till evening, usually means morning till evening. So doesn't, you get from this pasuk that neshef means morning. So how can you say neshef means the night before? So my la mitzachar bad lelia, doesn't that mean from morning till night? The Gemara says no, lo, me'urta bad urta. It means 24 hours, from night to night. So neshef means the same thing as erev. We're asked the obvious question, then Iyaki, if they mean the same thing, lifto be a neshev out of neshev, o meher out of erev. So just be parallel, say erev to erev, or neshev to neshev. So Ela Amarava, go back to what we talked before, tre nishvi have, really neshev means both. Neshev lalya v'asi yamama, neshev yamama v'asi lelya. Really, it means both. One pasuk, when it says neshev ad erev, it means morning, and the other pasuk means evening. Sometimes you have psukim in the Torah that mean, in the Tanakh, that mean two different things. Okay, period. Next piece. The David, mi have yada palga delalya emas. Did David HaMelech really know when the middle of the night was, when Chatzos was? Hashta Moshe Rabbeinu lo have yada. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly when Chatzos was, as we're about to prove, David HaMelech knew? He knew something more than Moshe Rabbeinu? Where did Moshe Rabbeinu not know? Dechziv, ka Chatzos, avai lani Yosef Yisof Mitzrayim, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, at Chatzos, I am going to do Makas Bechoros, ka Chatzos alayla, my ka Chatzos, did Hashem really say Chatzos? Almost at Chatzos? What do you mean? Almost. Hashem is talking here. Is there a, Hashem doesn't know when Chatzos is? That's heretical. So the Gemara said no. Ella de Omerle Bachatzos. Hashem told him at Chatzos. Moshe Rabbeinu must have had the suffix, and he was the one that wrote in the Torah Kachatzos. V'asa'iyu v'omar Kachatzos. Alma Mesafdalei. So you see from there that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly when Chatzos was.
So that was the reason he said Kachatzos.
What? What's that? What did I just finish for a second? Then I'll take your question. V'dav have a yada? Question mark at the end of the question. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. David knew. How is that possible? Yeah.
The reason he said Kachatzos was that they shouldn't say because they were wrong.
That's this Gemara right here.
Oh, so okay.
This Gemara right here. So that's it's good. It's good. So the Gemara gives three different answers to this question. How could David HaMelech know what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know? The first answer is because David HaMelech had a separate sign. Really, Moshe didn't know. Only there's one opinion in the Gemara. There are three opinions. Really, Moshe didn't know. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave David HaMelech a special sign. Why didn't he give Moshe the sign, not for Nick? David Simana Havala, he had a simon. Dabar Vachar Rabbi Zinov Rav Shimon Chasida, Kinor HaYitalu Lamala, Mimitas HaShol David. There was a harp that was hanging above the bed of David HaMelech, the kivin shehigia chatzos alayla, when chatzos came, bar ruach tzvonis, v'noshevez bo. A northern wind used to come and blow through the harp. Umenage me'elav. It was a great alarm clock. Or should we say opportunity clock, as we called it a few months ago. Right? Miyad ha-omeid ve-osek ba-Torah. Immediately, right when the winds started going through the harp, it started to be learned. Ad sha'ol amar ha-shachar. Right? So this, we're going to tell the whole story now, but we already answered the question. That he had this harp to wake him up at Chatzot. That's how we knew. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the harp. Ad sha'ol amar ha-shachar. Kibet sha'ol amar ha-shachar. Once amar ha-shachar came, nechnesu chachmi Yisrael eslo. The chachamim entered into him. Amrulo. They said, Aduneinu ha-melech. Our master, the king, Amplo Yisrael Tzrichin Parnasa. Your nation need Parnasa. Machlokas, did this happen every day? Did this happen every couple days? Right? Did they come to ask for Parnasa every day? Okay. So they said, your nation needs Parnasa. Amr Lachem Lachub is Parnasa, Zem Yisrael. Okay, so work it out. Work it out. Don't complain to me. Be Misparnes. The rich people give the poor people. Work it out. So Amru Lo, they said, Ein HaKometz Masbiya Es Ha'ari. The Kometz, which is the amount of flour the Kohen puts between his fingers, the Kemitza, that amount of flour can't feed a lion. Meaning, it's the thing, when he parnasa, says, go be mefarnes, he says, a little kometz can't feed a lion. Or a second mashal, which we have to figure out, there's no time right now, but you can look amongst your, on your own, why do you need these two mashalim, these two metaphors? The ein habor mismali michul yato. What does that mean? It's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says here, it means, when you dig a hole, take the dirt out of the hole, and then you put the dirt back in, it never fills up the hole exactly. It always goes down a little bit. So too, our parnasa is not going to be enough for us. That's one shot. Tosfos says, doesn't like that shot, because who's what? You somebody's getting money and then taking it right back? What do you mean? You're taking the hole. So Tosfos says it means, no, if you have a well, if you have a source of water in a hole, it never overflows the hole until you have external source. Let's say you have rain that comes in, then it can get overflowed. But the water that's there naturally in the hole is not going to fill it up. So too says Tosfos, the money that we have is not going to fill us up. We have to do something. So, two different mishalim. You figure out why the Gemara needs both. Amalachem says, David says, okay, lechu pishti yideichem begdud. Okay, let's go get some spoils from some nation. Miyad, so that what happened when they wanted to go fight? Miyad yotzim b'chitofel. First step, they go ask the general. You know, is it ein sof kanal anes? Right, the first step, you go ask the general. Does it make sense to go fight? He gives you the okay. Next, v'dem lachin the Sanhedrin. You go talk to the Sanhedrin. Bishalim b'urim b'tumim. Then you go ask the urim b'tumim. Kasha is, you're about to go ask the Urim B'tumim. So what does the Sanhedrin have to do with anything? You're going to go ask the Urim B'tumim. Hashem's going to give you the answer. So what are you asking the Sanhedrin for? So look at Rashi. Rashi, five lines up in the bottom. And then welcome to Sanhedrin. Notlin mehem rishus kideisha yispalalu aleihem. You go ask the rishus, they daven for you. This is one of the earliest sources of going to a tzaddik or a rebbe to daven for you. Right, you go ask the Sanhedrin so that they daven for you. They're not giving you any kind of psak. Right, you go ask that they daven for you. The Mishnah Berurah. What?
Well, yeah,
that's
the general
form. Yeah. Well, you're gonna go to war. So and that's what he said. Ein som kanal anes. Correct, but that's our establish. That's our establish. Ein som kanal anes. If you're gonna go to the Urim B'tumim, you gotta know if this is a normal thing. Like you're gonna go see if it's a fight worth fighting. And if it is, then you still go to the Urim B'tumim to know if you're gonna be matzliach. Okay, that's what they used to. That used to be the morning. What happened with David HaMelech after he was woken up? Let's just finish the psukim because the Gemara Darshins. Where do you know this whole process from? Then you go to ask the general, and then you go ask the Sanhedrin or Metumim. So Amr of Yosef Mikra, where do you know this from? So the Chzibat says, "Achareyach Itofel ben Yehu ben Yehoyada ve'Abiyasar v'Sar Tzva leMelech Yoah." This is what you do: Achitofel ben Yehu and Abiyasar and Sar Tzva. So the Gemara darshins from each of these names one of the people that you go ask. Achitofel Zayoitz. First, Achitofel is the advisor, the general. V'Chein Hu Omer. Unusual abbreviation of the Gemara. V'Chein Hu Omer. But also it says, "Va'atat Achitofel Asher Yat Bayam Lahem Kasher Yishal Bidvar Elokim." Right, the advice of Achitofel that he was advised in those days. So you see, he was an advisor. Bina Yahu Ben Yehoyada, top of Tavdalid. Yahu Ben Yehoyada, Bina Yahu, who's in the pasuk, the second one, Zeh Sanhedrin. He was the Av Bezdin. So that name refers to the Sanhedrin. That's why the second people you ask is the Sanhedrin. The Abiyasar Elu Urim B'tumim. The Abiyasar was the Kohen Gadol, so that's why he connects to the Urim B'tumim. The Chenu Omer, as it says in the pasuk, Ubina Yahu Ben Yehoyada, ala Kresi v'ala Plesi. Bina Yahu was in charge of the Kresi or Plesi. Why is the Sanhedrin called the crazy placey? Karsi shekarsin derehem. They have definitive words. They're karsin. They cut their words. They give definitive psakim. Placey shem muflaim derehem. They are wondrous in their words. That's why the Sanhedrin is called crazy placey. So they went to the general, they went to the Sanhedrin, they went to the Urim Tumim, and finally, the Achar Kach, Sarzval and Melech Yoav. And then they went to ask the other, the general, to tell him, let's go find, that's Melech Yoav. Two more lines. Amar Yisla Baradav Amila, Amar Yisla Greater of Edi Mikra. What, is there a passage that tells me this whole story that happens, that Hashem wakes up David HaMelech, and then he gets up? So yes. Pasuk in Tehillim, Ura Kvodi, my kavod is to be woken up. Ura Hinavel V'chinar, I am woken up through a harp. Ira Shachar, I wake up the morning. As Rashi explains, other kings, the morning wakes them up. David HaMelech, we have the schlis also, we wake up the morning. Ira Shachar. That is all the first answer to the question of how did Moshe Rabbeinu not know and David HaMelech knew. Two more answers, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow.